When will there be a Mandalorian movie? Is there really a wireless charging road? And is ranch popcorn good? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus, on this very, very cold winter here in northern Louisiana. Going through the cold, trying to make it through, and it's having a winter storm. We had one already previously. Hope everybody was okay during that in the area. And if you even live in northern states where you get a lot more snow and snow is a regular thing for you, hopefully everybody is keeping warm through this winter time. And hopefully you're staying all safe and understanding how to drive in winter conditions, because most people don't know how to. I was never taught how to, but you can pretty much assume how to drive. You just don't floor it, of course. If you're driving in ice or snow, you drive really slowly, or you just don't drive at all if you can stay at home. So, with all that out of the way, going ahead and getting into some news here. I wanted to talk about this really quick, which was something that I saw recently, that apparently they are doing this in Vermont. I think it was Vermont. They're doing a wirelessly charging road. You heard that right. So, for all of you, if any of you have an electric vehicle or a Tesla or anything like that, of course, that it charges and does not take fuel, any kind of gas or anything. They have this road that you drive on, of course, like every other road, of course, and it apparently can charge your car wirelessly while you drive on it, which is a very interesting thing to think about, that you can have a road and while you're driving, like let's say you're on a trip or going to the store, and if you forget to charge your car, I have an electric car, so I don't know the whole ordeal with that, of course. But if you're driving down the road and your car was at 40% when you left, and by the time you get to the store, it might be 50 or 60%. I don't know how fast it is. I don't know how well it does, because it charges. So apparently it must charge more than it actually, than your car actually uses, of course, or it tries to even out at least, so where like you don't lose or gain anything. But if you gain charge, that'd be really good. But it'd be no point in a wirelessly charging road if you're driving down the road and you're still losing charge faster than you are gaining it. So I think that's a great idea if it is applicable. Of course, you know, you have wirelessly charging chargers for your phone, like for iPhone, and Samsung probably have some, and Google phones, who knows, I don't have any of those phones, but you have a wireless charger, and why can't you have that for a car? I don't know how that's gonna work, because the only thing that touches the road, or touches anything on the ground with your car, and if the car is still in 100% piece, you know, it's still all in, it's got its pieces and everything, the only thing that touches the road is the tires. So, I don't know if it's like, I mean, I feel like you could be able to attach something into your car to make the friction of the tires rotating to charge a battery with your driving. Like how those water wheels back in the olden days where they would put those wheels out in the river or anything and it could collect water, and from the river moving, the wheel would charge stuff, and you can use that kind of as like electricity, I would assume. If you could implement that, but use it as a car tire while it's driving on the road, and it creates friction, which charges a battery, I don't see why that can be a thing that can be used. Excuse me. So, I don't really understand how that cannot be used. I think that would be a pretty cool addition to electric cars, of course. But that's just my opinion, of course. But with this wirelessly charging road, I don't fully understand it. But it sounds pretty cool, and I would definitely probably give it a try if I had an electric car. My suggestion for it is just make it all the highways and interstates. Of course, that'd be a lot of repaving, but if this can actually work and becomes a mainstream thing, then I think putting it on, you don't have to put it on every single road in the entire country or state or whatever. If you do your interstates and your highways, which are your most traveled roads of all, just do the busiest roads. Of course, it would suck while they are repaving them, but the long-term benefit, if you have an electric car, is now you may not have to charge it at home, which also brings up the question, if you just park your car on this road, is it gonna charge it like that, or can it only charge while moving? I have so many questions that there needs to be answers for this, of course. But if you're able to charge your car on a road while driving it, it definitely needs to be on an interstate, like all the interstates or any highways. I think that would be the most beneficial to electric car driving, which would change electric car driving forever, because that means electric cars can now drive cross country without having to worry about needing a charger on the way to their destination. Because that's the problem with some electric, like Teslas or anything like that, is that if you don't have any Tesla chargers on the way to where you're going, then you may not be able to go there at all unless you drive a gas-powered vehicle. So if you're able to have a electric car and a car that can charge wirelessly like that, then I think that the Tesla or those other electric vehicles made by Chevy or Ford or any other car company would definitely benefit from that, because if they make it universally to charge any electric car, then, electric cars, I think they're slowly getting towards gas-powered vehicles. Of course, I own a gas-powered vehicle, and I look forward to eventually owning a Tesla. But, of course, right now I can't afford it. But eventually, that's the kind of car I would like to have. You need an actual house to have that, and have the Tesla in like a garage. That way you can put a charger and charge it from your house, But if you're able to charge on the road and not need to charge at home, I would still have a charger, of course. But if I could charge while driving down an interstate or a highway, there's not really any need to charge it at home unless you just absolutely want it at 100% charge all time. So, I don't know. That's my opinion on that. If it actually does work, it'd be really cool. Just the thought of a road, driving on the road will charge your car is pretty cool. That's honestly really cool in my opinion. So, some more news that I just recently found out about is that The Mandalorian, the Disney Plus Star Wars series, has already had, I think, 3 seasons, I want to say. And the Book of Boba Fett, if you want to count that as well. They will now be making a Mandalorian movie, which will be filming this year in 2024. So there's going to be a brand new Mandalorian movie, the first ever Mandalorian movie. They're going to be about Mandalorian and, of course, Grogu. And it's going to be directed and by probably Jon Favreau, and Dave Filoni will be part of it as well. I think that this will be great for The Mandalorian. I think a movie would be great. I definitely would love to go see that in theaters, to experience The Mandalorian in a theater. It's going to be pretty cool. And I'm looking forward to that and future projects from that era of like Ahsoka and Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, all those shows kind of tying in into a big movie, I think would be pretty cool and work out really well. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it might come out in 2020, probably late 2025, early 26 maybe. I don't exactly know how long it'll take to record it and do all that stuff. But I am looking forward to it actually happening. And hopefully it doesn't get delayed or canceled as a whole, because I think this would do really well for Disney and for Star Wars. So, going into some food news over with Sonic. I haven't really talked about Sonic in a while because they haven't really done jack squat in a while. You know, Sonic Drive-In being one of my favorite fast food locations and chains in the world, they really have dropped the ball kind of recently, because this is just kind of my own beef with them, really. I don't know what's happening with them, but, you know, for a few years, they were hitting on all cylinders. They were putting out a new monthly limited edition menu item every month. They were, you know, cranking out good stuff, different burgers, different drinks, different blasts, different whatever you name it. But within the past year, they haven't really done anything. I feel like 2023, they just, I don't know where it went, but they kept bringing back those dead gum pickle fries, and I don't like pickles, so they kept bringing those dead gum things back. And then they brought out the, what else was it? The Big Deal Cheeseburger. They kept bringing that thing back like three times and kept it around forever. They had the Trick or Treat Blast for Halloween, and those lasted all the way until Christmas. Like, what are you doing? What is Sonic doing? Like, they used to be on top of this kind of stuff. They were doing floats, and then next month they do this new, like, bacon butter cheeseburger, and then they did this and did that, and I was like, this is great. And, like, even if I didn't like it, at least they were still putting forth the effort to do it. And now it's just like, you know, hey, come get a trick-or-treat blast and Merry Christmas. That's not how it works. You can't just keep your same Halloween blast all the way through Thanksgiving and Christmas. No, like, they had that in Halloween for October, November, and December. And then they just recently changed for January, which was what I talked about a little bit last week with Jaren, is the peanut butter bacon burger and the peanut butter bacon shake. And I don't know. It just kind of makes me sad with where they have gotten to currently, and just seeing what they're doing, you know, is just kind of sad in my opinion. But one thing they have done well, one thing that I can give honest credit to Sonic, is that they have redone their app, and which is really good. They're trying to do rewards. I don't know what's happening with them. I really don't know what's happening with Sonic. They have gone downhill for some reason. I don't know if it's a profit thing, if they're losing money, if people aren't going to Sonic anymore, if they're slowly dying, you know. I don't know what it is and what actually happened, but they just stopped doing stuff. And it's sad. Like, it really is sad. Like, they're my favorite place, but I don't see how they can keep up with it, because it's just saddening to me. It's heartbreaking, really. I don't understand it. I don't know how they got into this place. I don't know who needs to be hired and who needs to be fired, but somebody definitely needs to be let go, or they let go of the wrong person. I don't know what happened, but they need to get their crap together and figure this out, because, you know, I miss the old Sonic. Bring back the old Sonic. Look, it started whenever they got rid of the two guys in the commercial, and ever since then, Sonic has gone downhill, and I don't know what they're doing. So, if you bring those guys back and actually figure this crap out, then you'll actually be better, okay? You can do better. I've seen you do better. There's a standard that I'm holding you to, and you're not meeting it. And that's just the way it is. I don't know what else to tell you, Sonic. I don't know what else to tell you. So, with all that out of the way, we are now going into some questions. If you ever have a question that you would like for me to answer on an episode, down in the description of this episode, you could click or tap on the link down below. It'll take you to my YouTube channel, and on one of the videos, you can comment your question or your drink or food item you'd like for me to review on a future episode as well. And I've got one question here, and the question is, What is your favorite freeze-dried candy? It's a good question. I don't know if I've reviewed. Have I reviewed? I may have. I don't know. I can't remember if I have reviewed any freeze-dried candy recently. I mean, without a doubt, easy answer is definitely freeze-dried Skittles. I think those are the easy answer and easiest, you know, freeze-dried candy. That's the best, really. I've had the freeze-dried Skittles, the sour freeze-dried Skittles, and then the gummy clusters. The Nerds gummy clusters, that is. They're okay. The gummy clusters, you know, you bite into one, and then it feels like your face is just attacked by a pink sandstorm. And I don't really understand. If you've had them, you definitely know what I'm talking about. But it's just a weird, weird thing. It's kind of good. It's not the best, but it's definitely somewhat good. But, you know, freeze-dried Skittles are the best, without a doubt. You can't deny that if you've had them. You can't just go against that. So, freeze-dried Skittles is definitely my answer to that question. And I definitely should try more freeze-dried candy. If there's any freeze-dried items you'd like for me to try in the future, definitely comment those below. And what is your favorite freeze-dried candy? So, next up, we have a little bit of a food review. And not entirely food. We have got five, count them, five different flavors of popcorn that I am going to currently review. So, which one should I start with? It's like a variety pack. Five gourmet popcorn flavors from the Popcorn Factory. So, it came in a nice bag, and each one is individually wrapped in this silver-looking bag. So, I think we're going to start with, where is it? Here it is. We're going to start with the Kettle Corn Popcorn. So, let's put that right there. Let's crack this puppy open. Yeah. Kettle Corn Popcorn. Kettle Corn, a classic flavor of popcorn, of course. So, Kettle Corn Popcorn on the scale of 0 to 100 is the scale that we're using for these. And I will go down the line of these flavors here in a minute. So, Kettle Corn is the first flavor we are going with. Let's go ahead and give it a try. Let me grab two pieces. Okay. Pretty good. I don't think I'm that big of a fan of Kettle Corn. It's almost candied because of the shell it has on the outside of it. It's definitely interesting to say the least. That's pretty good. I could definitely eat many of those. I would put the Kettle Corn flavor of this popcorn at I'd give it an 80. I give it a solid 80. It's good flavor. You know, I'm more of a fan of just regular butter popcorn or like a cheddar cheesy type popcorn is what I like, you know, from the good old Christmas tins of popcorn. But that's a good flavor. I like it. So the next one we have we could go with the cinnamon sugar popcorn. Cinnamon sugar is a good flavor. Sorry, let me get the scissors because I brought scissors for this just occasion. Okay, put those here. All right. So, cinnamon sugar popcorn is what we have here as I open this hole that I've cut into here. Ooh, cinnamony. So, cinnamon sugar popcorn, let's give it a try. Okay. Ooh. It's a very nice cinnamon flavor. It kind of reminds me of a very, take the flavor of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and kind of like dye it down a little bit. Like a very mild cinnamon flavor. Not too strong, of course. But I like that. It could be a very good, like, dessert kind of popcorn. It's a very good flavor. I like that. I would give the cinnamon sugar popcorn, I'd give it a 79, right under kettle corn, because I think kettle corn kind of outdoes it a little bit over the cinnamon sugar, but the cinnamon sugar is right there, really close and really good. So let's see what's next. We got three other flavors. We are going to go with, I guess we can stick with the theme of kind of a desserty type of flavor, and let's go with caramel popcorn. So let's get this bag out. Let's cut this off. Open this up. And this is caramel popcorn. Smells good. Let's get a few pieces of this and give it a try. Ooh. Oh, interesting. That's a good flavor. Wow, that's pretty good. I kind of want to rate that above the kettle corn, honestly, because that's really good. Man, that's good. I'd put the caramel at an 84 above the kettle corn, because that's really good. That's definitely a flavor I could sit down and eat all day. As you do mostly with popcorn. Because popcorn and chips, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. That's why I say popcorners, those types of chips are the best chips ever made, because you can sit down and just eat them nonstop. That's why sea salt popcorners is one of my favorite chips currently. So we got caramel with the 84, kettle corn at the 80, and cinnamon sugar at a 79. We got two flavors left. And I think we're going to have to go with these, because the others are going to have to be saved for last. So let's go ahead and crack this one open. Oh, I lost that. So. Ooh, that's a strong smell. Man. This flavor of popcorn that I have in my hand currently is ranch flavored popcorn. And this isn't even the last flavor, because I kind of saved the best. I don't know if it's the best for last. I saved the most wacky for last, I guess. It's not really that wacky if you like it or know of it, but I'm going to try it. But ranch popcorn. This is the flavor I might actually like, so let's give it a try. Okay. The ranch flavor is very subtle. Very subtle. It doesn't come across too strong. It's a good flavor. I do like it. But I wish it was like a little bit more ranchiness to it. You know, I want to be able to taste and feel the ranch, you know, of this flavor, but it's not all there, you know. I'd have to put ranch at a 74. It kind of was overwhelming. Not that good. I would still eat it and probably will still eat all of it, but it's definitely a flavor that kind of was underwhelming to me. Not all there, but definitely a flavor I can go back to. So the final flavor of all of this is, of course, chocolate popcorn. So let's open this bag. Okay. All right, now let's open this bag up. Oh wow. Do I smell anything? I don't really smell anything. It's definitely very dark because of the chocolate. So, chocolate popcorn. Let's give it a try. Mmm. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Right off the bat, very strong chocolate flavor. I don't know if it's the chocolate or just the pieces I grabbed, but this chocolate popcorn is very tough to try and chew a lot of. Mm. Mm. I'm about to wash it down. It's definitely a flavor. It's definitely a flavor that I think you gotta like really like popcorn or really like chocolate to be able to get behind this. It's okay. It's good. It's not bad. I kind of like the ranch better, honestly. So I would put chocolate just down at a 70 because the chocolate flavor just kind of makes the popcorn really hard and solidifies it to where I can't really eat all of it and enjoy it without feeling like I'm going to break a tooth trying to do that. But, you know, it's a really good, it's a pretty good flavor. I kind of do like it, but it's, you know, it's got to come around to you. Like, I'd have to eat more, but then again, it's still going to do that weird hardness to it on my teeth, and I'm not going to enjoy it. So, while it is decent and a decent to good flavor, it's not a decent to good experience. So, with all that being said, the Popcorn Factory 5 gourmet flavors are ranked as this, with chocolate at a 70, ranch at a 74, cinnamon sugar at a 79, kettle corn at an 80, and caramel is the winner at a 84. I gotta say, Popcorn Factory, you have done well. These are very good flavors all around. Some are good, some are better than others. But really, at the end of the day, you have done well, and I think that it is a good thing you have done here. So, props to the Popcorn Factory. These were given to me as a gift, so I have no clue where they came from, so you'd have to look them up yourself. So, yeah. So, I think with all that being said, I think that's going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. If you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And follow the Toddcast on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs. Tell your friends and family to give it a listen. And thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, you just got to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.